Time for news and views this morning here on 97.3 RDB and AM 1400. Today, it's State Representative Tony Kurtz. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Why, which of the farmers, including yourself, really want to get some warm weather and start digging in the ground, right?
Well, I've already been digging. This weekend, I got to did a lot of chisel plowing and disking, and I think a couple weekends ago when we had that really nice weather, I did get some about 30 acres of oats in the ground with alfalfa underseeding. So yeah, I know a lot of my neighbors are doing a lot of work in the ground too.
Yeah, promising days ahead. In the meantime, you're staying busy traveling the state, some budget hearings with the Joint Finance Committee.
Yeah, so we had the different agencies come in over 2 days. We had the DNR, we had Department of Workforce Development, we had Department of Public Instruction come in, and then we were at UW, University of Wisconsin at Whitewater. We did our first public hearing there. And then this week, on Wednesday, we'll be up in Rhinelander. And then on Thursday, we'll be over at UW Stout there in Menominee. So, yeah, we're out and about and really getting some good feedback from people.
Yeah, what have you learned? What are some of the comments that you've been getting, Tony?
You know, obviously something that, we've all been talking about, broadband, obviously that's a state issue. It's not just a state issue. It's a national issue, especially in rural areas, to make sure we have good quality broadband. And unfortunately, this horrible pandemic truly highlighted the haves and the have-nots when it comes to broadband. The other thing we heard pretty overwhelmingly was, for education purposes, especially for K-12, is special education and mental health services. So some of the things that I've been really, hearing front and center from, not only just at the listening session we had in Whitewater, but also the listening sessions that Senator Mark Lyon and I had.
Yeah, it really is that time of the year when folks are, we mentioned spring, Tony, trying to get a better frame of mind and looking ahead to the future. And is that the general gist that you get, that folks are optimistic that better days are coming up?
Oh, yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, people are, I just literally left the location where, both people just had their vaccines and, people have a little jump in their step. And I think when you talk to, the industries that were hit so hard, obviously, in last year, tourism, hospitality, our restaurants, our bars and places, I think they are really optimistic about this spring and this summer as more and more people feel comfortable, obviously, with our new normal right now. But I think there's no doubt people are ready. I hate to use the word giddy, but they're excited about the, because you gotta think, unfortunately, with the pandemic, our life has drastically changed over the last 14 months, and I think people want to get back to that sense of normalcy.
Yeah, giddy about, you mentioned normalcy and get the vaccination rolled out. There's plenty of supply now. The last time we talked, there was more demand than supply, but now tides have turned, and if anybody wants or needs, it's out there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And like I said, you and I have talked about that. The rollout, I think we can all agree that that was less than stellar, but people took the constructive criticism, the hospitals, the pharmacies. I mean, right there in Reedsburg, the ambulance service, I just left the place where they were bragging about how well, the Reedsburg ambulance service has been doing the vaccine. So, it's all hands on deck. They have done a fantastic job of getting, people vaccinated. And to your point, we are ahead of schedule, and in particular in our area. When you look statewide, we're a couple percentage points above the state average. So that bodes very well, obviously, for, our health departments, our hospitals, our pharmacies, and like I mentioned, Reedsburg Ambulance, which really stepped up to the plate. So, our health people have done, they've been doing a fantastic job the whole time, but they've really shined over the last couple weeks.
I was State Representative Tony Kurtz on News and Views this morning. It seems like everything comes back to COVID. You talked about the shots and broadband. And what's next? Is there legislation in the pipeline, Tony, of maybe helping out more as we start to climb out of the hole?
Oh, no. Well, obviously, everybody, I know we've been talking a lot about this federal, the American Rescue Plan, And the state obviously gets a portion of that. And, you know, the counties get a portion, the cities get a portion, villages and towns. And those things can be used for certain things. But one thing it definitely can be used for is water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. So, you know, last week we passed some legislation, you know, basically asking the governor to use these American Rescue Funds, these federal dollars, to shore up some of these areas, like the broadband grant program, you know, like water quality. You know, we did some things in there for PFAS. We did some things in there for lead laterals. And so, and tourism, all these different industries, I personally, and I don't want to speak for my colleagues, but I would much rather use those federal dollars in areas that obviously we can use those in, and then for state dollars, you know, our general purpose revenues, let's do some historical investments in county and township roads and bridges, which, you know, each and every one of us have talked about need, you know, that we did historical investments last budget, but we can continue that. And I think the federal dollars give us an opportunity to do that. And I want to stress to people that those dollars, the federal dollars, American Rescue Plan, we actually have until December 31st of 2024 to utilize those funds. So, we have a really unique opportunity to make some real critical investments using those federal dollars, and then obviously, you know, using our state dollars for things that obviously aren't covered by the feds, though. And that's going to be my focus moving forward, is how do we leverage those federal dollars in a smart way.
Future looks bright. Thanks, Tony.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
State Representative Tony Kurtz, our guest. News and Views brought to you by the Oakdale Credit Union.